It's so filthy.
We were playing hide and seek. Some dumb little kid got stuck in a big pipe.
Oh, my goodness. Did you get him out?
Oh, sure.
Oh, the idea. I certainly hope that little boy learned a lesson.
Jeepers, and how?
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm going to take my jacket off the next time I hide in that old pipe.
Dennis, you know your father would much rather go on a picnic with us and the Wilsons than stay home and work.
Then why doesn't he?
Because he has a very important meeting with a customer on Monday and he has to prepare for it.
Mom?
Yes?
Do you know what Johnny Brady's father told Johnny Brady?
No, and frankly, Dennis...
He said the reason Dad had to work on weekends was he was scared of his boss.
You know that isn't true, don't you?
Sure, Dad isn't as scared of anybody. But the way that old Johnny Brady's always bragging, I sure wish my dad was going with us.
Now, not one word of what Johnny said in front of your father. Do you understand?
Well, here's the mail. Nothing but bills and circulars.
What's that?
Oh, it's something I picked up out in the gutter. I was going to toss it in the ash can, but I thought I'd better look at it first.
What is it, dear?
I think I'd better call Wilson. We need a disinterested witness before we examine it any closer.
Now, George, you said you'd go with us.
That was before Mitchell backed out. I've got work I can find to do, too, you know. I've got just as good an excuse as he has. Hello. Oh, hello, Mitchell. Why, what's wrong? Oh, yes, I'll be over right away. I won't be long, Martha, but Mitchell wants to talk to me. Sounds as if he's in some kind of trouble.
It looks like... Well, there must be... You found it in the gutter, in our gutter?
In our gutter. Oh, Mr. Wilson, come in here. Look at this.
Jeepers, if it isn't a bomb, what is it?
A bomb!
Dennis, I told you, it's not a bomb. Look at that.
He found it in the gutter, in our gutter.
Scott.
There may be some identification in there, but I sort of hated to touch the contents until I had a witness in case the owner claimed there was some of it missing.
Why, they look brand new. There must be... Great Scott!
It's only a bunch of money. I thought it was a bomb.
There isn't a solitary thing in here except a fortune in $10 bills.
Put it back in the briefcase, Henry. It makes me nervous.
Well, they're all tens. And there's about 100 to a packet, and there are 17 packets. That makes...
We better call the police.
No, I'll take it down to the station myself. The sooner I can get rid of this, the better I'll feel, and the sooner I can get back to work.
But you might get held up.
By whom? Nobody knows I have it except us.
Well, even so, Henry, I don't like the idea of your being around town with this much cash. Suppose you lost it.
Oh, Alice, I'm not going to lose it.
Well, somebody did.
Nobody could lose a big package containing all...
And nobody would throw it away, unless...
They would if they were bank robbers. I bet you that money belongs to bank robbers.
Now, Dennis.
I bet you they were making their getaway. The police car was zooming in on them. Ah! Bang, bang! And then the big fella said... Get rid of the swag, boys. And they threw it out of the car so they wouldn't get caught with the loot.
Now, Dennis, don't let your imagination run away with you.
Well, it's just possible, you know, that Dennis might be right. After all, ordinary people don't go around throwing $17,000 out of speeding cars.
Well, we'll let the police figure it out. I tell you, you folks go on your picnic and have a good time, and I'll be back.
Henry, Mitchell, I wouldn't set foot out of this house until I know you're back home again and perfectly safe.
Oh, now, Mitchell, Alice has a point there. Oh, not that I think any bank robbers will be coming back looking for the loot, the money, but it might be dangerous carrying that much cash around. I'll go with you.
Boy! Wait till Johnny Brady hears about this!
Dennis, come back here! Dennis!
All right, I will feel better having a little company. Honey, we'll be back in less than an hour, and then you can still go on the picnic.
Johnny! Johnny Brady! I got something to tell you.
You know what this is? A 3-iron. My father shot a hole in one with this. He got his picture in the paper. He'll probably shoot another hole in one this afternoon.
Yeah, but it's about my dad. He found a whole bunch of money.
So what? My father found a...
Yeah, but wait till I tell you. This money belonged to some bank robbers, and I bet you they're coming back after it as soon as the heat's off of them. But my dad isn't scared of any old bank robbers. He's taking the money to the police. And those old bank robbers better not try to stop him, boy.
Oh, you're making it up.
I am not making it up.
How are you going to prove it?
I'll show you how I'm going to prove it. If it's in the paper, I guess that'll prove it. Hello, the Chronicle? Hey, Mr. Cranky, this is Dennis. I got a story for you to put in your paper.
Well, you say you found this in a gutter outside your house, huh?
That's right.
Well, it was sort of in between our two houses. Or a little more in front of his house than in front of mine.
Have a seat over there, please. But, Sergeant Mooney, I've already told you everything I know.
Hey, Sarge, we got a tip that somebody by the name of Henry Mitchell came in here with a packet of money.
Yes, we did. Oh, well, that is, Mitchell here actually found the money. I just came along to help. My name is George Wilson, but Mitchell here deserves all the credit. You will find that Mitchell is a fine, upstanding, law-abiding, honest citizen and a real credit to the community. And you may quote me, George Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.
Get that camera out of here. Mr. Mitchell?
We've relieved, Sergeant.
If you and Mr. Wilson will please step inside.
But, Sergeant,
a couple of men from headquarters want to ask a few questions. Inside, please.
But, Sergeant, I have a lot of work to do.
Now, look, Sergeant, I got a deadline to meet.
Oh, well, I can give you all the facts. Now, Mitchell there found $17,000 in our gutter. There was no identification on the package, so being an honest citizen,
you
he knew...
You too, Mr. Wilson, inside, please.
He wants the script. He hasn't got the story.
Look, Mr. Mitchell, what are you going to do with the reward? Oh, come on, Sergeant, what gives?
Well, you might say the police are investigating all possibilities.
Honey, it's too late to go on a picnic now anyway.
Oh, yes, much too late. Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis. I tried to get back sooner, but those detectives kept asking the same questions over and over.
Never mind, Dennis. We'll go tomorrow.
Martha, I don't want to drive through all that Sunday traffic.
We'll make an early start and spend the whole day. Everything's ready to go, so we girls won't have anything to do but enjoy ourselves.
And us fellas are going to enjoy ourselves, too, huh, Mr. Wilson? Hey, was that the evening paper? Hey, Dad, was that the paper? I'll get it.
Says, for a few exciting minutes, Henry Mitchell of 627 Elm Street was richer today by $17,000. The money was found by Mitchell in the gutter outside his modest home about noon today when the young man, married and the father of one child, returned home from work.
Hey, Dad, come here!
Well, that isn't a very flattering picture of Henry. I wouldn't call our home that modest.
Well, I'm certainly relieved that reporter didn't put anything in the newspaper about me. Mitchell deserves all the credit.
Dad, look at your picture!
Hello.
What? How about that?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Cummings.
I'll get it, Alice.
Yes,
anybody home?
Hello, Mrs. Cummings.
Congratulations, Henry.
I've always said if there were more people like you, this town would be a better place to live in.
Henry, old boy, you're quite a celebrity.
You lucky skip, what are you going to do with the reward?
Well, I don't know if there's going to be any reward. After all,
if you need an attorney, my nephew will take the case on a percentage.
Mrs. Elkins,
Well, Mitchell and I were just doing our duty, weren't we? Why, we weren't even thinking about a reward.
No, of course we weren't. We don't deserve a reward for returning something that isn't ours.
Oh, you're a fine young man, Henry, but you're much too generous for your own good. Don't let anybody talk you out of what belongs to you.
Henry, I'm so proud of you. I said to Mr. Johnson, leave it to Henry to make the whole neighborhood sit up and take notice.
Oh, right in. Everybody's in the kitchen. Oh, hi.
Is this the Mitchell household?
I'm his son.
Well, would you tell your father we'd like to talk to him, please? I'm Lieutenant Rockwell. This is Sergeant Higgins.
Gosh, are you detectives?
Well, that's right, Sonny.
Hey, I know. I picked a team to guard the place, huh? In case the bank robbers came back. But you don't need to worry. My dad isn't as scared of any old bank robbers, boy. We won't worry about any old bank robbers hurting us.
Let's go into the living room.
Sorry to interrupt your party, Mr. Mitchell, but we want to talk to you a little bit more. Sounds like you were having a good time.
Good time? I'm just trying to get back to my work.
Well, this won't take long.
Now, look, Lieutenant.
Now, Mitchell, they can't catch the bank robbers unless we cooperate.
All right, sit down.
There weren't any bank robbers, Mr. Wilson. That money was counterfeit.
What?
Counterfeit?
Well, it certainly looked real to us.
We didn't examine it very closely, Mr. Wilson.
We've been onto this gang for quite some time. Evidently, the passers realized that we were on the lookout for them. So they dumped the bills the first chance they got.
Why didn't you tell us this down at the station?
We had to check out the information first. Counterfeiting's a federal offense, you know.
Well, jeepers, counterfeiters are just as dangerous as bank robbers, aren't they? Hey, I bet I know where those counterfeiters have been hiding out. In good old Mr. Wilson's basement.
Yes! I'm sorry, Lieutenant. My son has a very active imagination.
Now, why in the world would the counterfeiters be hiding out in my basement?
So they could use your printing press.
Yes, what an idea.
I don't know what the boy's talking about. I don't have a printing press.
Sure you do, Mr. Wilson. Hidden under that old blanket way back in the corner.
I do not. Well, I guess you could call it a printing press, but it's not the kind you print money on. And it isn't hidden. It's just covered up to keep the dust off it. Oh, I haven't used it in years. Gentlemen, you don't think of it.
Mr. Wilson.
This is terrible. There's never even been a blot on my reputation before. I've never even had an audit on my income tax. I'm a responsible citizen. Mitchell, you tell them, ask him.
We know all about you, Mr. Wilson. Sergeant Mooney told us.
Sergeant Mooney? Oh, well, don't you believe a word he says about me. Sergeant Mooney never has liked me, especially since that last time. But believe me, that wasn't my fault.
Mr. Wilson, we know you're perfectly innocent.
I am? I mean, I am. Of course I am. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
We've got the plates and we got the printing press. And we know who the counterfeiters are and we'll pick them up in due time.
Oh, you mean you're not going to arrest me?
Mr. Wilson, what would they want to arrest you for? You and me and Dad are helping them find the counterfeiters. Boy, wait till I tell the kids about this.
And that does that. Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. You've been most cooperative. You too, Mr. Wilson.
I should have tossed that briefcase in the ash can. It would have saved us both a lot of fuss and bother.
Hey, hey, hey! No, this little old couple, they were in their 80s, see? They lived way up on top of a mountain about 10 miles from the village. Well, now, the villagers didn't worry about them unless they didn't see smoke coming out of their chimney.
Oh, there you are, Henry. Isn't this jolly?
Henry, where have you been? Fine thing walking out on your own party.
Well, I've been talking to the police. The money's counterfeit.
Oh, you can't trust anybody nowadays. Oh, we ought to get together more often like this. You know, I think we could all put in a dollar for food, and then we could meet at each other's houses once a month.
Yeah. So, anyway, the villagers did get worried because they didn't see smoke coming out for a couple of days, so they sent the Red Cross up to investigate.
Do you think a dollar would be enough?
Hey, listen to this. So, they went up to investigate, knocked down the door, and there they found the little old couple bundled up in blankets.
Oh!
have a good time, but if you'll excuse me, I've got to get some work done.
There we are. Thank you. You don't want to be the only two kids in the block that don't have one, do you?
Why would anybody want your autograph?
Because Dad's a hero. Yeah.
My father's had his picture in the paper lots of times. That's not so much.
Yeah, but my dad is maybe going to get a medal from the FBI. And when he does, boy, the price is going to go up.
Yeah.
Here's my dime, Dennis.
Okay.
Here's mine. Okay.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment. Did you know Nick is now showing a whole hour of Looney Tunes?
Who, what, where, when, who, where?
Watch 1 hour of Looney Tunes every weekday only on Nickelodeon.
Famous Erector said, it's amazing what you and a wrench can do together.
How big is Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon.
Big.
Nickelodeon. Bigger every day. Watch.
Get the feel of the real color blaster.
The super hot weights you spray with a blaster there. Pump, pump, spray. Blast away. The real color blaster.
Extra pens and hot new stencils sold separately. Get the feel of the real color blaster.
Who had Daisy Birdies and little gerbils, swinging monkeys and peekaboo turtles?
Who had all these little pets for you?
These pets look different. That's because they're new.
The littlest pet shop.
Littlest Pet Shop pets and playset, each sold separately.
First remote control, next radio control. Now there's voice control with voice command.
Ready for command.
Start the engine.
Look, man, no hands.
Let's move it now.
Voice command, vehicles you control with special commands from Buddy L.
Announcing the new Easy Bake Oven and Snack Center.
Melt coffee on top while you make the butt cake. Bake it in the oven and decorate.
Melt butterscotch. Add stuff from home, too.
The Easy Bake Oven and Snack Center. Making even more treats for you.
You're watching Nickelodeon. And now back to Dennis the Menace.
I'm afraid our friends didn't leave very much food behind.
Oh, that'll be fine, dear. You'd better run up and get some sleep, even if I can't.
Henry.
Yes, dear?
Is it really worth it, working this hard?
For you and Dennis? Night, dear.
Dennis, we don't want to wake your father. He worked most of the night. Now, why don't you go outside and play?
Okay.
Hello. Oh, hello, Charlie. No, he isn't up yet. Could I have him call you? Charlie Brady. Just a minute, Charlie. Here he is.
Hi, Charlie. Yeah, you heard right. Counterfeit. It's a lucky thing I didn't try and spend any of it. Oh, is that so? Well, good for you.
I told you the way to get business is out on the golf course.
You may be right.
Well, so long, Mitchell boy. Don't take any wooden nickels.
Charlie sounded happy, and that's never good news. What is it?
I played golf with Harry Armstrong yesterday.
Harry Armstrong? Isn't that the client you were meeting tomorrow? Oh, honey, what a shame. Well, did Charlie sign him up?
No, but he's playing golf with them again this afternoon, and, well, Charlie's a pretty good salesman. I've got to hand him that.
Well, I'd like to hand him... Oh, honey.
Look, if the contract's signed before I get there, I'll have wasted a couple of days. But at least I'll know I've done my best.
I wish I knew what to say.
Well, why not try, Jeepers!
Jeepers! My hero doesn't have his picture in the paper every day. Hey, let's go meet the ice cream wagon, huh?
I don't have any money.
Me neither.
You got our money yesterday.
That's okay. I'll treat you. Come on.
Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis. Boy, you little kids sure are dumb letting Dennis sell you his autograph.
They are not.
You're just mad because his dad's a hero.
Yeah.
Some hero. My father says only a dope couldn't tell a difference between real money and counterfeit.
You take that back. My dad is not a dope.
Dope, dope, double dope. Henry Mitchell is a dope.
I want my dime back.
Me too.
I can't give it back to you. You ate it all up.
Give us back our money. We want our money back.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, I got half 36. Hey, Mom.
You better come out of here, Dennis. We want our money. And we want it now.
I just gotta have it.
Well, you'll have to tell me why, Dennis.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I sold the kids my autograph.
Your autograph?
Jeepers, Mom. Dad's a hero, and I'm his son. But then that old Johnny Brady said my dad wasn't really a hero. And now the kids want their dimes back, and I can't give it back to them because I spent the money for ice cream.
You ate 30 cents worth of ice cream?
No, sir. I didn't get any.
Here you are, son.
Jeepers, thanks, Dad. You saved my life. And I think you're swell, no matter what anybody says. Hey, you guys, I got your money.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello.
I baked a cake for dinner, and there's a little one for you. Just as soon as you have your sandwich and milk.
Jeepers, why does that Johnny Brady have to brag about his father so much?
Well, you've been doing a little bragging yourself, haven't you, Dennis?
Jeepers, it isn't bragging if it's true.
Well, if it's true, then there isn't any reason to brag.
Huh?
Drink your milk, honey. Dennis, you don't like Johnny Brady very much, do you?
I sure don't. None of us kids do.
Why not?
Because he's always trying to make us feel bad by bragging about... Hey, I get it. Like, I know my dad as well, so I don't have to make the other kids think that my dad is better than theirs. I get it!
I really think you do, dear.
Hello, everybody. I'm home.
Oh, hi, Darren. Early.
I took the afternoon off. I had to spend a little of that bonus money I'm going to get.
You sold it? You got the contract? Oh, Henry is so proud of you.
He said he'd never seen a presentation so well worked out. He'd half decided to give the contract to Charlie Brady on the golf course. Then he was glad that he had waited to see what our firm had to offer.
You'd be Johnny Brady's father.
Well, it worked out that way, son. Hey, you open that present I brought you. Maybe that football you've been wanting.
Wait till Johnny Brady hears about this. Boy, I sure am dumb. I was gonna go bragging about you again. But I don't have to brag about you, do I, Mom? Because you really are something to brag about.
Hey, you need a little, to get you up? Well, then, keep your eyes open for Nickelodeon's cartoon, The Bluey, coming up next.
This has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.